Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is facing severe domestic criticism for the latest siege of Yasser Arafat's compound in Ramallah. Israeli forces pulled back yesterday following increasing pressure from the United States. The 10-day siege was marked by pro-Arafat demonstrations in the West Bank and Gaza, most of them nonviolent. 2 years of deadly clashes with the much stronger Israeli army have some Palestinians wondering if it's time to change tactics. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Ramallah.
Last week, as Israeli forces battered away at the Mukatta, Arafat's compound in Ramallah, a different sound rose from a nearby neighborhood. That's the sound recorded via cell phone of Ramallah residents defying the military curfew to register their frustration by banging on pots, pans, or whatever was available. Nonviolent demonstrations have been held throughout the two-year intifada, generating only sporadic interest from the media and the public. But now attention is being paid. Writing from Jordan, Palestinian journalist Daoud Kitab suggested that these peaceful demonstrations might mark a new phase of the Palestinian struggle for statehood. He noted that critics have long asked why Palestinians don't use nonviolent methods. He concluded that the will to do so exists, but such a movement won't flourish in the face of international indifference. Renat Kobash, who works with a network of Palestinian non-governmental organizations, says the time may be ripe to push a positive alternative to endless bloodshed.
And I hope that our leaders will take advantage of this atmosphere. Lately, all the demonstration, they are kind of peaceful, so hopefully we will see more and more of that.
Sue Terrell, a British aid worker, has noticed the change.
I was here in June, when the situation was between sieges, if you like. This time, I've just seen so many non-violent demonstrations with different groups. There's been women's marches, children, health workers walking down to one of the checkpoints in silence. I think it's a real return to both the beginning of this intifada and how the intifada was the first time.
Analysts have long been concerned about the escalation in violence from the first uprising in the 1980s to the current bloody confrontation. Some Palestinians say there's a growing feeling within Yasser Arafat's Fatah faction that suicide bombings have damaged the Palestinian cause and given Israel a reason to unleash its military with ever-increasing force. But that view is far from universal. As a Palestinian bulldozer shoves aside the rolls of razor wire around Arafat's crumbling compound, Fatah official Hani al-Hassan rejected the idea that Palestinians would suddenly drop their armed struggle.
We have the right to defend ourselves.
Surely.
When they come to kill, you have to kill. They are coming to kill you. What do you have to say? You have to pray?
In the Gaza Strip, Hamas officials say the faction's military wing is determined to avenge Israel's attempt last week to assassinate one of their leaders. But on a day when Amnesty International reported that 72 Israeli and 250 Palestinian children were killed over the past 2 years, more Palestinians are speaking out in favor of a different kind of struggle. PLO Secretary General Mahmoud Abbas said protests should include nothing more violent than stone throwing. In an interview with the French newspaper Le Monde, former West Bank Security Chief Jibril Rajoub said attacks against Israeli civilians were a mistake, and the West Bank and Gaza Strip should not have been used as a base for armed factions. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Jonathan Peled says Israel is prepared to negotiate if the violence ends.
I think that we have to resume the negotiations as soon as possible, and the Palestinian people have to ask themselves, what have they really achieved in these 2 years? Have they come any closer to achieving their goals and their dreams?
But Israeli commentators are generally skeptical about a nonviolent Palestinian struggle, noting that each fatality breeds a fresh attack. Today, Palestinians said Israeli troops killed 2 young boys and injured 25 in a Nablus refugee camp. The army said troops opened fire as one Palestinian was about to throw a firebomb. Palestinian advocates of nonviolence say in this atmosphere it's hard to ask Palestinians to take to the streets unarmed and face the tanks, machine guns, and helicopter gunships of Israel. But a new campaign of peaceful demonstrations is slated for this month in hopes of bringing the Palestinian struggle back to its popular roots. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Ramallah.